This is the DTV Digest, the podcast that brings you news and reviews of films which didn't make it to the cinema. And now, here's your host, Mike Parkin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DTV Digest Short Shots, the podcast which focuses completely on short films. I'm your host, Mike Parkin, and joining me this week is Richard Hawes.
Hello, everyone.
And in this episode, we're looking at three films starring Timothy J. Cox, who's an actor, filmmaker that we've covered before a couple of times, I believe. In this episode, we'll be looking at three of his films. The Jungle of Accounting is going to be the first one. Then Camera Test is number two. And then we're going to end up with Miss Freelance. So without further ado, let's crack on. Our first film then is The Jungle of Accounting. Charles and Marianne Bailey, the proud owners of a small accounting firm, reflect on the absurd yet true stories of their past assistants in the 1980s. I love the structure of this one, Rich. I love the aesthetic they go for. It's it reminds me of things like Dragnet and hard boiled this is the city, this is the stories, and all that sort of thing. There's a series that started like that. I can't remember what it was. But that's kind of what it reminded me of. And I think they get a lot of the aesthetic right. You know, the sort of the ratio of the picture, the sort of the grainy sort of video quality, it works really well. It just really worked. I love the humor in this, the sort of the characters. So we got sort of Marianne and Charles in there sort of, you know, as elderly people, and then Timothy J. Cox plays the younger version of Charles in the sort of the flashback sequences. And it focuses on these three assistants that they'd hired over the years, and the things that sort of went wrong, basically. So very interesting, very, very amusing. How did you take this one?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I like the aesthetic as well. I mean, they've got the 1980s sort of feel to the whole thing down perfectly. I think it's got, I like the sort of wry mockumentary approach. I mean, it's kind of one of those comedy mockumentaries where the stuff that's happening in it couldn't possibly be part of a documentary, because it's like actual footage, or whether it's supposed to, because it's not supposed to be recreations, it's supposed to be showing you those actual characters, because at one point we actually meet one of them in the present. I think it's supposed to be the same. I think that's the case anyway.
Yeah,
if I've got that right. But it, you know, that's kind of been a thing with these kind of productions. You know, there's been, you know, not The Office, but although The Office is clearly one of the ones that people will know most, but this kind of sketch format has been done quite a lot. But I think it worked really well. The little stories and the sides with the characters work really well, and there's I just like the I don't know, not cynical, but like, it's got a very particular thing about, I think it appeals to Brits, because it's got like that sort of, I think it's got a sense of humor that is something we are quite tuned into.
It's very amusing. There's there's one of the characters who see on the surface is supposed to be, you know, really diligent with their work, you know, always turns up on time and everything, and then you find out that actually she's a bank robber or something, and the FBI sort of turn up going, we have to arrest her, and they're like, can't you just wait until the end of the tax season? He's going, oh yeah, sure. Just go, really? No, of course not, you dumbass. You know, but it's just done with such a sort of po face. It's just works really, really well.
Yeah, I like the stuff with the guy with the smelly jumper.
Oh, yeah.
You can just understand, you know, that it's playing, it's that whole office politics sort of being too polite to say anything. Exactly. And, you know, just sort of bearing with it and sort of trying to give like little subtle hints of like trying to direct things a certain way, and then they're just not having any success.
But then the sort of kicker is that you find out that, you know, what the motivation is, and you think, oh Jesus, yeah, you can exactly see it happening. You know, I mean, Twitter and Facebook are full of these sort of like, you know, posts, these articles where people have done really horrible stuff in the office, and you know, over the years, and you can definitely sort of see it sort of deriving from that. It works really well. I just love the the production values and everything. Just really, really work. Very smart film.
Yeah. How long was it? Was it about 13 minutes?
Yeah, I think 19? So. Just quickly check. That was 11 minutes.
11 minutes, yeah. It's really good. I don't think it's currently available to find anywhere, so I don't think it's one that we can link to at this stage, but I think it's definitely, you know, keep an eye out for it.
Absolutely, and if it does come available, we'll definitely sort of tweet about it for sure. Cool. So how are you going to score this one, Rich?
Oh, this is definitely an 8. Yeah.
This works. Yeah, the production values, the script, the acting, this sings very well. So 2 8s for The Jungle of Accounting. Our next review is Camera Test Subject. In this one, Stephen Bollocks in 5. Our next review is Camera Test Subject. In this one, Simon J. Fox. Fuck. I call him Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
I call him Simon J. Fox. In 5. Our next review is Camera Test Subject. In this one, Timothy J. Cox plays an actor hired by a filmmaker to help him test out his new camera. And as he films various scenes, we get the actor's internal monologue as he suffers through this evening, being told to do inane stuff. So this one's pretty short, 2 minutes, but it's beautifully shot. This is, you know, whatever camera this guy's testing out, get it, because it's really good. I just really enjoy this. You know, it's full of those sort of innocuous little scenes you see in various films. You know, he's asked to go and sort of check out some stores, you know, sort of looking at their products and stuff. Just, you know, the usual sort of stuff that characters do in films. But at the same time, you're just hearing his monologue sort of going, why does he want me to do this? I don't understand. Which is just really works. I thought this was very good indeed.
Yeah, it's like tragicomic. He's kind of it's something he wants to do, has to do because of, you know, he's an actor. But at the same time, it's a bit more than he bargained for, and it becomes like he's trapped under observation, that he cannot escape from this, and when will it end and stuff. So like you say, it's only a couple of minutes long, but it's really good. I mean, great for Timothy Cox. I mean, it's a really nice little feature role for him. I mean, we've seen him in other leading roles before. In the previous film, he had a supporting turn. I mean, not necessarily that he gets more screen time in this than the other one, but he's the focus. He is the subject. It's his, you know, monologue we're hearing. So this is a good showcase, I think, for Timothy J. Cox as a relatable screen actor that I think we can engage with. So I really like that. I like seeing him in that role. And I thought the film, as it was, you know, it's all it is sort of headshots. You know, it's just focused on his head for the whole time. Like you say, very well shot by writer director Sean Meehan, if I've got that right, who's made several short films previously, and was also acted as director of photography on at least some of his movies. And I mean, there's probably not really much more to say about a film that's only 3 minutes long, but I mean, this is, I think I'm right saying this one is available and we can direct to this one.
I think so. So yeah, this is on YouTube, this one.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh, we'll definitely
put this one on in the footnotes, so check it out. Our final review in this episode is Miss Freelance. In this one, we follow a young woman as she meets up with various clients to do the various things, some sexual, some not, that they require of her. This reminded me a lot of two films in particular. One, the obvious one, I think, is The Girlfriend Experience, but also Personal Shopper as well. With
Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. Yeah, it has that sort of cinema verite sort of style. You know, you get the feeling it's some guy with a camcorder just following her around. It was sort of Super 8 camera or something like that. It's sort of very sort of Jean-Luc Godard in that regard. That's the sort of vibe I got from it. So Timothy J. Cox, he sort of turns up about the midpoint, and we find out that, you know, his relationship with our sort of main character is on the rocks. She's sort of got a very sort of interesting viewpoint or sort of perspective on her new job, shall we say, her new profession that she sort of seems to have sort of stumbled into. And, you know, what he has to offer doesn't, you know, pales in comparison.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how long she'd been doing the job. I don't remember picking up on that specifically. It's a tragicomic drama, because it's got some humor in it, like sort of dark, almost black humor, but it's not, but for the most part it's played very straight, and there's no, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think there's no music at all. Which in its own way is quite verite, I guess. And so we're following her to meeting these various clients and sort of trying to get an idea of her inner life and what she's singing. And there's kind of there's some interesting stuff happening, but I wasn't fully engaged with the film. You know, I didn't enjoy it to the level I enjoyed the previous two, let's say. It didn't work for me in the same way.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I kind of like the first half of it, but it was, you know, the rest of it just seemed to be a sort of repetition, really. So I didn't get as much, you know, after the scene with sort of her, I suppose, husband, partner, you know, because that was the sort of the crux of it, really. You know, that sort of like really sort of brought home. So her perspective of what she's doing, I'm not sure if it needed to carry on after that.
Yeah, I think the performance by Maddie Murphy as what's her character's name in here? Carly, sorry, as Carly was fine, but she's not a likable character. She's not particularly relatable or sympathetic. So therefore, it wasn't. I think that was probably why it was a bit harder to. Engage with the film, because you're spending all your time with her, and you've got to get on board with what. I mean, it's interesting. It's quirky. You know, she's a prostitute, but she's kind of sort of midway. I mean, some of what she's doing is prostitution, but some of it isn't. I don't know. It's like
an enabler of fantasies, basically. Is what I think, you know. Kind of. I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. It's sort of the whole sympathy thing. Like the very first client, you know, wants to take a Rohypnol and have her sort of treat him like Bill Cosby would treat his victims. And instead she just nicks all his money and leaves. You know, it's so different. So, it's difficult to sort of consider a sort of likable character from the off, really.
Well, and the way she treats her partner, you know, she's saying, well, you know, she's been quite cruel about the whole thing. How I was feeling anyway. And when at the end she is seeking something for herself, she kind of gets it thrown back in her face in kind of the same way that she's been as cold in her own life. So I guess that's kind of the payoff to it, but yeah, it was. It just yeah, it left me a little bit cold, this one.
Indeed. Yeah, I have to agree with that. Okay, so how are we going to score this? Did we score with Cameron's test subject, by the way?
You know, I don't think we did. Should we give it a score now? camera test subjects, I would say, would be because it's quite slight. I'd probably just I'd say about 7 for that one.
It's entertaining, but it's not going to sort of stretch you at all. So yeah, it's a nice one, 7. But Miss Freelance, go down to a 5, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to join you on that one. I think it's okay, it's fine, it's it's not a hugely satisfying watch for me, but it's well made for what it is. It's got a very particular aesthetic. I mean, one thing you can say about each of these three films is they've all got a very distinctive tone and style to them. I'm drawn much more to the overtly sort of tragic comic of The Jungle of Accounting, mm-hmm. rather than this. I mean, they're both tragic comic in their own way. Well, they all are, actually. They're all quite tragic comic, but I think The Jungle of Accounting just has more quirks and interesting features to it, and also Camera Test Subject is sort of gets to the point a lot quicker. I think with this film, I just don't know what what I could say that would make it better. It's just not. It's just one that wasn't for me.
Yeah, I like the way it was shot, but apart from that, not much else to it. But yes, so that's the end of this particular episode. Thanks for Rich for perusing the films of Timothy J. Cox.
Yeah, he always makes some good ones.
He does. We've covered some of his stuff before. He does come up with some interesting projects. We'll put what we can into the footnotes, links to Camera Test Subject for sure. I think maybe Miss Freelance we'll be able to. Jungle of Accounting isn't available at the moment for public release. It's probably still on the festival circuit.
Mm.
Which is probably why, but it's a great little film, and we'd love to share it with you when we can. But other than that, check these out and tune in next time.
Thank you for listening to the DTV Digest. Let us know your thoughts in the comments and tune in again next time.